Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, witches? This is Dorian Wallace.
This is Rand Starr. Welcome to it. we're giddy tonight. Welcome to Desperate House Witches. This is not a GPG, R-rated, or even an X-rated show. So, if dirty talk, bad language, bodily functions, and things of that nature might offend you, you may not want to listen. But if you do, we're happy to have you. Okay, so before we launch into what we're going to launch into, I have to also say Desperate House Witches is brought to you by the one, the only, the incredible, the Wicked One herself, the amazing Dorothy Morrison and Wicked Witch Studios. So if you need poppets, if you need sprays, if you need candles, if you need magic spells, if you need what, fill in the blank. Go to www.wickedwitchstudios.com. And if you need it shipped overseas, check out The Angry Cauldron at www.theangrycauldron.com. They also have fine goods as well. All right, so the purpose of tonight's show is to discuss the fact that a week from tonight, we will be doing this show live at Mystic South in fabulous Atlanta, Georgia. And we hope y'all are going to come and see us there because we're dying to meet you. We're a happy troop. We are.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk tonight with one of the main organizers, Star Bustamante, who's going to join us. And we are just going to, we're going to dish it. We're going to dish on everything. We're going to give you the tea. Tune in. So I'm pretty excited. It has been, weather-wise, it has been some crazy shit. It rained.
Yeah.
It's hot and sticky. It was thunder and lightning while it was sunny out. I did not ever see this before in my life before this week. So this retrograde is just holding a whole bunch of crazy, fucked up energy. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, it hit me hard. Like for a few days there, like I don't know, two of those days, it just really hit me hard. I was like, give me my bracelets. Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot my bracelets.
Oh,
like,
damn.
My hematite.
Mm-hmm. I have a new one for you. I promise.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because
no,
it's
you got to power up. I mean, this has been some stuff. Like today, I almost launched at somebody, not to say they didn't deserve it. They actually did deserve it. But you can't do that, you know? You can't just launch at people. There are ways to go about things, and I was not going about things appropriately. Not that appropriate is necessarily my modus operandi, but, you know, I try. Do try.
Well,
but yeah, people were working my last nerve all week this week. Oh, it was insanity.
Yeah,
communication was fucked. Yeah, communication was a mess. A mess. So,
yeah.
just preparing everybody. The whole show could go haywire tonight. I don't know. Things have been kind of crazy, kind of kooky. It's been a bit insane. I will say we are over the 1,500 mark on fans. Thank you, everybody, who is liking the page and following the show. We really appreciate it. We really do. I know I'm obnoxious, but I have to say, I love each and every one of you fuckers. I do. That's why I keep wanting you to come to Mystic South so we can see you. Because we love our fans. We do. Y'all are great people, you know? And we're happy to push your stuff if you it. We really are. Like, for example, and we're going to talk about this later as well, like, Tuatha Dia has this amazing Project X thing working, and they've got a, you know, a bunch of promo stuff. You've got to get onto their page. Just get on their page, see what they're doing, support them. These people are fabulous. The music is fabulous. They're great folks. We just love everything about them. They are going to be at Mystic South this year again. We are so excited because we love them. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. There's going to be a pajama drum party. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't have any pajamas either. I mean, I do, but holy shit, I would not wear these things out in public. So I'm thinking, I better get my shit together and buy something decent to wear. Please wear tops for my face. Per Mystic South, please remember to wear tops and bottoms, okay? Yes. We are in public, y'all. There is no sky clad. There is no, you know, don't put on half clothing. Put on full clothing. Dress yourselves appropriately like the adults that I know you are. Skyclad is for your room. You can invite me, but it's for your room. Yeah. So I'm just very excited because there's a drum party. So what were you saying about pajamas?
No, I was just thinking about it. I probably finally really fit into my footsie pajamas, and I should totally bring them because if memory serves me correctly, it was really cold last year in the hotel.
We wore sweaters. It's true. We wore sweaters. They tend to keep the AC on Switzerland, so it's a good idea.
But you know what, as opposed to the heat outside in Atlanta, it's a welcome coldness, you know?
Well, it is up until a certain point. I mean, you know, it's cold. The cold is refreshing when you first walk in from the outside, but then it's just friggin' cold after a couple of hours. Like, if you're sitting in class, you're going to want to bring a sweater. It's a good idea just in case, you know, you get cold shoulders or something. And I was happy with my sweater all last year. It was great. Outside, don't need it. Inside, nice to have. Some moments it's hotter than others. You know, here in North Carolina, it has been face of the sun hot. It's been hot. Yeah. Like, supremely hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been like, insanely hot. So that's, you know, and Atlanta's going to be hotter. So, you know, there you go. It's averaging 93 degrees here, between 93 and 97 degrees for the past week. And next week doesn't show any sign of letting up. So there's always that too. I don't know if it's going to be sunny weather. I do not know if it's going to be cloudy weather, but I will say we're going to have a good time no matter what the weather is, because that's what we do. I probably should look up the weather and see what's going on. So bear with me while I pull up the Weather Channel information to see what Hotlanta is going to be about. Oh, and if you are planning to go to Mystic South, the Survival Guide Tips by Heather Green on the Mystic South page are not to be missed. They are really great. Have you seen that?
Yes, that was funny.
Hilarious. But also, you know, good to have. So, okay. Currently in North Carolina, in Charlotte specifically, it is 78 degrees. Right now in Atlanta, Georgia, it is 91 degrees, and it is after 7 o'clock. So
should
kind of give you an idea. Next week, it is 90s with a chance of rain daily. So there you go.
Well, at least we'll get cloud cover.
Exactly. And listen, cloud cover is not something to be sneezed at, especially when the sun is beating down on you.
Yes.
But the percentages right now for rain are low. So they're between 30 and 40% almost every day. So some days I'm sure we will get rain. Some days I'm pretty certain we won't get rain. We may get like a shower in the afternoon or the evening. I'm not expecting anything torrential to happen. So I think we're going to be good. It's just, this is my big blowout of the year. I love this time of year. It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. There are so many great presenters. I'm, you know, anxious for Star to come on so we can talk about it, but she'll be along shortly. How was the rest of your week, my sister?
I had its ups and downs. Oh, and I do want to give a quick shout out to Aiden, if you're listening. Yeah. Thank you for the awesome service yesterday. Also to Matt Aron for the follow Friday. Thank you. We love you.
We do.
Joe, one of our new listeners. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's up, baby? Oh,
but yeah,
no, new listeners.
Yes.
Before we continue on the new listener thing, I also want to give a shout out to Leslie Hudson. Great music. Check it out. I posted a link to her Kickstarter on our show page as well. Really,
awesome.
Really cool. Nice lady. Very cool. We hope to have her on probably the beginning of next year. Also, Cindy Brannon, can't wait to talk to you in person at Mystic South, and also going to be on the show in the early part of 2020 as well. So that's going to be fun. Okay, sis, sorry about that, baby. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. No worries. You know, hey, how many times do we have crosstown buses? It's like, you know, one of us will say something that reminds the other of something else. That's how our conversations go.
That's true. This is very true.
But it was a fairly boring week. You know, I can't say anything terribly exciting happened. Maybe the orthodontist with my youngest son. It's like, oh, the only appointment they had was in the morning, you know, when I was working, and he needed to have it done before we head down to Mystic South. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to leave for an appointment. And they're like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, so yeah, I got a little break at work. Gimme. See, I need some excitement. I need this Mystic South because my life is so fucking boring.
Well, I got to tell you, my job is very exciting. I am constantly screaming about something. But this week, but aside from the couple of instances where I, you know, almost lost my temper, for the most part, it was very quiet. Everybody was off doing an emergency, and for the most part, it was just two of us in the whole shop the whole time for the whole week. And it was pretty damn great in that regard. So we'll see what next week brings. Everybody's like, are you really going next week? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay. Yeah. I think it's finally occurring to people that you have wasted a whole bunch of time. I hope you're prepared.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They better not be calling you. So I will take that phone and I will scream at them. Leave my sister alone.
Yeah, I told them that there was only two areas of availability. One is about 6 a.m., the very first thing in the morning. And, oh, yeah, that's it. Because they thought, oh, she'll check in the morning. She'll check in the afternoon. No, I'm not even checking in. 6 a.m., I will look and see if y'all have something that you just can't live without me about. But aside from that, I need a break from you people. They're wearing the switch out. Tired. On my last damn nerve. So I know Monday and Tuesday, I am going to just be sitting there like, I'm not working. You show me you can cover for me. Good luck to you. Love you. Meanie.
That a girl. I love you. Yes, actually taking a break.
I have to. These people have burned me out.
Yeah. I know that story. It's like, oh, what more do you want?
Seriously.
You know, you can only stretch a person so far.
Yeah, I think that's a common thing, and I think it's happening to all of us. And, you know, self-care in this tortured time that we're going through is important in every aspect of your life, whether it's your personal relationships or your job or whatever it is you're doing. You know, you've got to take those extra moments for yourself. Like the person, you know, that I deal with the most at work has implemented the, okay, we're going to eat lunch and then we are going to walk. And so like we do 15 minutes of walking every day now. And it's
That's
like
awesome.
Hot and sweltering when we're doing it. And I'm like, I don't want to do this now. And she's like, yeah, we're doing it now. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
So I bitch for a minute and then I say, okay, let's go. Because she won't leave me alone until I do it. So I'm like, okay, here we go. You know. So,
wow,
yeah.
And she's still upwardly mobile?
Well, she's still, you know, she can still stand.
Okay.
But she's, you know, she does it in a way that doesn't, like, aggravate me. I don't know
okay.
what the secret is. But I know she loves me. And that's like half the battle. So, I mean, if I know that you love me, there's a lot you can probably get me to do. You know,
yeah.
I actually just admit that in public. That was probably not wise, but fuck it. I'm tired. I don't care. So, anyway, yeah. So, we're really excited about going down south, getting out of Charlotte, you know, seeing everybody. It's kind of like family reunion. Only on a really large scale. So we're very excited. And, you know, we want everyone to be safe. Please travel safely. Please take necessary precautions. Please bring sunscreen. Please stay hydrated.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trip in the car is not fun when it's especially hot out. So just take care of yourselves, you know, be careful, reach out. We're going to a really nice hotel, and they have a lot of really nice amenities. And this year we have more than one restaurant in the hotel. That's exciting. Which reminds me, and I might as well ask you this on the air, but, you know, why
okay.
not? So we're doing our show next week, 7 to 9. Live from Mystic South. Do you want to have dinner after the show?
Sure.
I think
that would be fabulous.
Okay, so great. So when the show's over, you and I will dip downstairs and, like, get to one of the restaurants ASAP because they both close at 10. So that gives us an hour to, like, get in there.
Awesome. Yes, I would love to.
Okay, so you and I have a date. That'll be fun.
Yay!
That'll be very fun. So
definitely, because we don't get much FaceTime.
I know. So this year, we're going to do FaceTime. We're going to have dinner. We're going to be doing some things. It's going to be fun. We actually have our Desperate House, which is purple and silver ribbons this year. We are very excited about our badge ribbons. It's our first time having them, so they seem to be a very popular item. But you got to show up to the show to get one. I only had a certain number printed, so if you want one, if you see us wearing one on Thursday or Friday morning during the day, you have to show up at the show on Friday night at 7 p.m. to get one of our exclusive ribbons. There you go. Now you know.
So meh.
I'm kidding.
I was totally in, that was sarcasm.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm tired.
And we are also going to have a couple of musical numbers during our show next Friday. We've got some musicians that are going to be stopping by, not all at the same time because they're running the open mic across the hall. But Lewis Guru is going to come and play Rise Up Lilith, and Rick D'Ampert is going to come and play something on his sitar. I am so excited. I love sitar music. It's going to be a blast. I know Tuatha Dia is going to come on and talk. I don't know if they're going to play anything because the band is so big. I have no idea if they want to. They sure can.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting it. But if they can, I won't say no to that. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
any of the members of the band are listening. Yeah, I mean, just saying, hey, listen. This is about everybody presenting. Our show next week is about everybody who's presenting. Everybody's going to come and give a blurb about their classes, how to get in touch with them, what they're doing at Mystic South, encouraging more folks to come and stop by and maybe spend Saturday and Sunday. It's really going to be a great time. It's a lot of learning. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It really is. Lots of fantastic presenters. And, of course, I have the unenviable decision to make on several occasions during the weekend where I have to choose a class amongst three that are at the exact same time that I want to attend. And that happens four or five times over Saturday. Yeah, over Friday and Saturday. So I'm, really going to have to finagle this whole program for myself. But hey, better to want to see more people than less, But I'm kind of juggling. I'm juggling the whole thing because it's like we decided to stay Sunday because there are just some folks we're not going to be able to see Friday or Saturday. So I have to move seeing their classes to the last day. So I'm pretty excited we're staying an extra day for that. That's going to be a good time as well. Yeah.
And we'll still be there, too.
Yeah.
We're actually not leaving till Monday because we're going to baseball game.
That's awesome. So we're both actually sticking around until Monday. That's so funny. I'll see you for breakfast.
Awesome. Coffee.
You know what? When is the game? When are you guys going to the park?
You know what? I don't know. I have no idea. Ash is in charge of that. I'm like,
Are you guys staying until Tuesday, or are you coming home Monday night?
I think we're coming home Monday night.
Cool.
I don't know. You know what? I'll have to ask him. He's, like I said, he's in charge of that, but I have no idea. Now I'm confused.
Well, when are you coming?
I'm coming Thursday. We'll be there probably before check-in Thursday night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'll be at the meet and greet.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't know if he's coming with me or he wants to stay in the room with little man, but yeah, I don't know.
That's fine.
But I'm going.
That's fine. That's fine. No problem. I'll chaperone you.
Awesome. Will you be my date?
Oh my God. I'll be your date, baby.
Awesome.
I'll be your date. You're a fun date. You laugh at everything.
I do. You know what I'm not laughing at, though? I love
what?
The fact that they have the new restaurants, but I am going to miss the water feature. That was, like, my favorite thing. I have a sad about it.
I'm sure we will find other things. I'm sure there are other things that will be occupying your time. I think you'll be all right.
Exactly. I'll live. It's not devastating, but I'm kind of sad.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, it's okay. I can picture where it was. So there we go. At least I got to see it before they took it out. That I will be grateful for.
Yeah, okay.
I
liked it. I wasn't that friggin' attached to it.
I get sentimental about stupid shit. I do.
You are, but it's sweet. I mean, it's. I'm sentimental about crazy shit, too. Oh, I got to tell you something funny that happened this week. So,
okay.
Sitting at my desk, anybody who's ever seen the Netflix show Russian Doll, I will
love
tell
it.
You that when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, that's exactly what I looked like, Natasha Lyonne,
yeah.
who plays,
yeah.
you know, the lead character. So, on several occasions, people who have known me that many years have been like, oh, have you seen this show? And I'm like, yeah, I've seen it. You know, even my kids were like, Mom, is that you? I'm like, no, it's not me. Obviously not. And they're like, you know, it's insane. My first husband, who I haven't talked to in like, I don't know, 6 months, sends me a message the other day, like Wednesday, and it's the ad for Russian Doll, and I'm like, yeah, I know. And he's like, wow. I'm like, yeah, I know. I said, are you now going to start telling people that that's who your first wife is? And he's like,
no.
He's laughing. And I'm like, sucker, you know, you are just about the kind of person that would do that. So, yeah. I was like, thanks.
Yeah,
let me beat your ass later.
But, yeah, no, she's always kind of reminded me of you, but in that show, I was like, holy shit, that's my sister.
I know,
like,
and
oh, my
kids,
God.
Yeah, and the, I mean, even my kids are like, Mom, Mom. I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, I know, relax. But, yeah,
so
I never thought I had a doppelganger, but, yeah,
oh,
she's
yeah.
like, from like 20 years ago, that's my doppelganger. So I mean, listen, I like Natasha Lyonne. She was also on Orange Is the New Black. But
yeah,
in Russian Doll, if you want to know what Raina looked like in her 20s and 30s, that's what I looked like.
Yep.
don't look like that anymore.
Oh, none of us look like what we used to.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's honestly, in my case, thank God. But on that note, our lovely guest is in the queue.
Well, bring her on.
All right. Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
star. So excited to talk to you. So excited to see you in a few days. This is like the best time of year for me.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing both of you too. Won't be long now.
Yeah.
I know.
So tell me, tell everybody what's going on.
Right this minute or next week?
No. Oh, you know, you got to be careful with her because she's tricky like that.
That's why we love her.
Oh. Because, I mean, like, what's going on right now is, you know, yeah, you probably really don't want to know.
Packing, screaming, kicking stuff.
No, just, you know, I mean, prep is so easy, you know. We just lay around and eat bonbons and drink Guinness all day, you know.
Sure.
Awesome.
Sure. Don't believe her. She's lying. She's just telling you a falsehood.
Lying is, that's such a harsh word.
I'm sorry. She's shading the truth. How's that? So what is it like the last few days, to, you know, getting ready for Mystic South? It must be pretty crazy.
Well, honestly, we have kind of gotten this down to, you know, a fine art at this point. So it hasn't been. I mean, the first year was absolutely crazy, and I was a little stressed would be a huge understatement.
I can't imagine, but
this is the third year we're going to be in, you know, the same venue. And so we know where everything is. We know who we're dealing with. And the mechanics are pretty much the same every year. Once we created a blueprint for what we were going to do, and then, you know, discovered that it actually did in fact work the way we wanted it to. Hey, you know, you laugh, but I mean, sometimes you can have this really, you think you've thought of everything and you've planned for everything, and
sure.
You're, you know, surprised and not in a good way. At this point, we're in pretty good shape. Hopefully, we won't have any surprises. A little worried about our peeps in New Orleans.
They're dealing with that tropical storm right now.
Yeah, well, tropical storm or hurricane, I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter because it's going to be, I have a feeling it's going to be a doozy. But, I mean, it won't impact Atlanta. But other than they're going to get some rain from it, but it could impact some of our people from down that way.
That's
so right. we'll have to see. So the planning, the prep, we're all still doing all the things that have to, last minute things that have to be done, but. It can be a little overwhelming if you try to look at the whole thing all at once. I try not to do that. It makes me a little nauseated.
No doubt. So tell everybody who's coming this year, like the headliners and what's going on.
Well, we have Lilith Dorsey. She is... Haitian voodoo practitioner and priestess, and
cool.
I'm really excited that she's going to be joining us this year.
Yep.
It'll be her first year at Mystic South, and hopefully she'll have so much fun she'll want to come back.
Absolutely.
We're bringing Jason Mankey from the West Coast, who's also the editor for Pathios.
Yep.
And then we've got Sangoma Olude who was with us last year. We were bringing her back.
Yay.
And then our musical headliner is Tuatara. So those are our headliners, which I think we have a pretty good lineup there. But the thing that really kind of floors me is the number of people that we have that really are headliners, you know, in their own right, that just for whatever reason they like us, so they come back. Former headliners that we've had in the past, a lot of them are coming back.
Yeah.
John Beckett, you know, we had John Beckett last year.
Yep.
Ivo Dominguez Jr. They're both presenting this year. Byron Ballard, who was one of our headliners the very first year, she's presenting both papers and regular workshops. So, I mean, to me, that's like really exciting that people think we're interesting enough that they would come back even if we're not paying them to. You know,
it's a good sign. I mean, it means people actually not only want to be there, you know, in that regard, but they also want to enjoy the company and, you know, be with other folks. And it's really a nice alternative, especially for folks that can't get out to the West Coast.
Well, that is true. I mean, the only, you know, I mean, but there are other, you know, Sacred Space has some, you know, they do a fantastic conference earlier in the year.
Savannahcon
does one in the Midwest. So,
yeah.
And I'm pretty, I think it's really great that we have the caliber of presenters that we have. You know, everything, Deborah Burris, Amy Blackthorne.
Oh, I know.
Patty Wigginton.
Yep.
Tony Kale and Jack Montgomery are coming back this year. David Laughing Crow. I mean, we really have such a great lineup of presenters. It's just, I don't know, I'm just, you know, Heron Michelle, he's a fellow North Carolinian.
Yes, she is.
Just, we have a great lineup of workshops. I'm glad I don't have to attend any of them, because I would never be able to decide what I would go see. Oh, Cindy Brannon, who's writes the Keeping Her Keys blog on Papias, and has a book on Hecate. She's presenting. It's very exciting. I feel really honored that people think we're worth the time and the trouble to come and present. Thorn Mooney is another one.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I have 3 copies of the schedule, and I check things, and then I recheck things, and then I rearrange things. I mean, there's so many fantastic classes to attend this year. I you know, we decided we had to stay an extra day just so we could see everybody we want to see. So that's really exciting. So I'm thrilled that we decided to extend all the way into Monday, just so we could stay till the very end on Sunday afternoon. So I'm just having a blast. Been looking forward to it all year.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too. It's like
Me too.
It's like family reunion week, you know. It's funny because Dorian and I live 20 minutes away from each other, if that. But we have to drive to Atlanta to see each other because we're both so busy.
It's true. That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all are weird.
No, but keep trying and keep trying. And yeah, and it was just like, you know what? Well, sis just said, at this point, I'll just see you in Atlanta. It's like, yeah, that's a, you know what? That's a plan. Because we're definitely both going to be there.
Yeah, because we both have to work weekends. It's, you know, different weekends, but we're both working weekends at some point, and it's like, can we get together here? No, I'm working. Can we get together here? No, I'm working. So it's like, yeah, I'll just see you in Atlanta. It's the one time we're not both going to be working on a weekend.
Exactly. Oh, no, my boss tried it. I was like,
No.
I'm not going to be here.
Seriously,
out of
not.
Town, bought and paid for.
So I heard that Tawatha Dia is doing a, what is it, a pajama contest?
Tawatha Dia is going to do a pajama drumming party late on Friday night. And they're going to give away a grab bag for the best pajamas.
Uh-oh.
So, you know,
right.
And
listen,
okay, I'm definitely.
There's got to be a stipulation that T-Rexes in pajamas are not instant winners.
Although they might guarantee that. What T-Rexes do, you know, I mean, you really, you can't control them. You just can't.
I know.
They're just wily and crazy and just run, you know, all over the place.
Amok.
So
they are amok.
Yes, they run amok a lot. So I can't guarantee that there will not be T-Rexes in pajamas, but I also can't guarantee that there will be T-Rexes in their pajamas. So it's hard to say. Anything could happen.
Pajamas. Where can you find pajamas for a T-Rex? I mean, that's a pretty large size. I don't know how that works, but
yeah.
I'm not in charge of T-Rexes. So
get some from Amazon because Amazon sells everything. So
that's true. I actually saw myself for sale on Amazon a week ago. So yeah, anything's possible.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
You can get anything on Amazon.
You can buy me on Amazon, sis.
What are you talking about?
It's a joke.
Oh, okay. I fell for that one.
She's
okay. The sarcasm was just far too strong on that one. I was like,
sorry,
wait, did you come out with a book or something? What?
No. Speaking of coming out, that's another thing going on at Mystic South. So apparently, tell folks. Go ahead.
What
do you want me to tell them about? How about
tell them about Llewellyn doing a pitch?
Oh yeah, Heather Green, former managing editor of The Wild Hunt, scampered off to work for Llewellyn, and she is doing 5-minute pitches. So if you have a book you want to pitch, That's your chance.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Something else that's going on. Well, first of all, on Thursday night, registration will be open from like 3 to 7, and then at 7:30, there is a meet and greet up in a suite in the hotel where you can come and have, you know, have a little glass of wine and maybe nibble on a little piece of cheese and have a chance to talk to, you know, any number of our presenters and just come and hang out and see what's going on for a little bit.
So yep, we'll be there.
We will be there.
Yep, we will be there.
And what room that's going to be in will be at registration.
Yep, cool.
So when you check in and registration for anybody that's coming that hasn't been before and that might be listening, when you walk in the main entrance, registration should be like one of the first things. Our registration table will be one of the first things that you will see, and you can come and get your little badge. That will have your name printed on it if you pre-registered.
Yep.
And then you'll be able to get your program and find out all the deets on where the meet and greet is, and if there's anything else as crazy as going on, that will be the place to the things like that will be posted. And
yep.
Then
awesome.
Friday morning we start bright and early at 8 a.m.
Wow.
And
I'll be there.
There's a little opening welcoming circle.
Yeah.
At 8 a.m. There's also Evo Dominguez will be presenting, Tony Kale and Jack Montgomery and Byron Ballard all are presenting in the 8 o'clock time slot.
Yep.
I mean, and it just goes on from there. It's just, I can't believe anybody is willing to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, even presenters, but hey, I guess they are. They're on the
lots
schedule.
Of coffee.
They must be. I can't believe people will get up and go to stuff, but I mean, but in the first year, we had people that got up at like 6 a.m. and then did like Tai Chi and yoga and all manner of
weirdo
stuff. I'm just like,
I did it. I remember it. 7 a.m. We were doing Tai Chi. That is correct. So, yeah, we early birds.
Yep.
You know, those of us who have to be at our day jobs like super duper early, it's kind of like the body clock is already there, so we're already up and at them. But I know sometime on Friday I'm going to need a nap because we're having dinner after our show, and our show doesn't end until 9, so it's going to be a mad dash, you know, to the restaurant in the hotel to grab a post-show dinner. But it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, there's this thing known as room service, where you call them and they take your order and then they will bring food to your room. You do not even have to leave the comfort of your room.
You know, I have not seen the room service menu yet. That may be under consideration. A good idea. If we're that tired, we could be falling out and having dinner at the same time.
There you go.
I've also heard that room service will bring you booze too with your order.
Really?
Seriously?
Why?
Got her attention.
Yeah. Nah.
Hilarious.
That's going to be kept to a minimum because I want to be awake and alert most of the time.
I don't really drink, so that's fine with me.
There you go.
I'm pretty much alert as long as I'm awake. That both of those things have to be in operation at the same time for me to stay in motion. So aside from the wonder that is going to be Mystic South and all the great classes and the rituals and papers and panels and all that great stuff. What's happening with the Wild Hunt?
Well, the Wild Hunt is currently trying to raise some money so that we can keep doing what we're doing.
Cool.
We would, you know, so if you have, you know, some, you know, extra change laying around that you would like to donate to a good cause, which is the Wild Hunt, which is keeping the pagan community informed of all things pagany and pagany adjacent and all of that, all the little polytheists and druids and everyone that might possibly want to step under the pagan umbrella should it be raining.
And these days it always is raining.
So if you want to continue to be able to get pagan news from the Wild Hunt, then it would behoove you to support us. We're not shy. We'll take your money. We'll take whatever money you want to give us so that we can keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, if we raised enough money, we could actually expand and do more things.
That would be
awesome. Which would be fantastic. You know, and I know people are probably, you know, I beat this drum constantly about the Wild Hunt, but I cannot say it enough. There are so few news outlets that you can trust that don't have a huge bias one way or another. The Wild Hunt is actual journalism. I want people to understand this. It is not just about pagan perspectives or a pagan political leaning. It is actual dry-eyed news reporting for pagans by pagans. So, you know, it's really important. It is the only paper of its kind. It is the only thing that we have that we can rely on as actual fact. So I really want to encourage folks, if you have ever enjoyed the Wild Hunt, if you have ever found an article that meant something to you, please consider supporting the Wild Hunt, because it is one of those things that could go away in a blink of an eye without the right support. If we all band together, it's not that they're asking for huge amounts of money. If you can just donate a little bit every month, it doesn't have to be a huge amount of money, whatever you can afford, it will keep this paper of record going. Real journalism is very hard to come by these days. You know that every time you see anything on TV, whether it's something that leans the way you like it to or it leans in the opposite direction, there is still a bend to it. The Wild Hunt does not do that. It's not to say that there are not opinion pieces. There are. There are editorials. There are opinion pieces. But the Wild Hunt does not try to make it seem like everything is straightforward news. They will let you know. They are very honest in their approach. That is very hard to come by. So you really do need to consider supporting it. It is important for our future to be able to have an outlet that we can rely on as pagans. So once again, I know you're sick of hearing me say it, but I don't care. The Wild Hunt does need your support. And we will continue to ask you to support the Wild Hunt until you do it. So you want to shut Raina up? Give him some damn money. Thank you.
Hey, that worked for me when I was with Mother Grove Goddess Temple. I just tell people, if you don't want to have to listen to me talk before every ritual, then just give us some money and fill up the coffers, and you will be effectively silencing me. You will not have to listen to me.
There you go. You will not have to listen to me whine and complain and bitch. For the safety of all concerned, send them some money. Thank you.
You're so hilarious.
But it's true. There is nothing else like it. You know, and you have to preserve these things because they're important.
Well, and to be fair, you know, there are definitely news aggregators with, you know, that pull pagan stories or stories that are, you know, of interest or relevant to the pagan community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mankey has at least one person that writes for Papios that does that. But what we do is original reporting, so we're not just posting links.
Yep.
What we are doing is finding the stories and then we are writing the story. So we are presenting original material, which you are correct
right.
in that there really isn't anyone who does that.
Right.
Not news. They, you know, there's tons of opinion blogging on Papios and other formats, but there is not a specific news source that solely serves the pagan community. We're
right.
It.
I know. That's why it's so
there
important. Listen, I am not disparaging anybody's podcast. I love Jason. I love all the folks that are doing, you know, Devin, everybody. I love all these people. But The Wild Hunt is a unique source of information because it is all original reporting. So that's, you know, the beauty and joy and uniqueness of it that I feel constantly needs protection and support. You know, it's
well,
something
I,
that
could... obviously I agree.
Right.
Obviously I agree.
So.
But, well, I mean, I think, you know, I want to live in a world where there, you know, where we're not the only pagan news, because there's so much demand for pagan news that there are multiple outlets. Now, I still want us to be the best, but so I think, you know, I want to live in a world where, you know, there's multiple pagan news outlets. How awesome would that be?
It would be great, but, you know, we're living in a situation right now where we're lucky to have what we have, you know. And I constantly feel like we're under some kind of a threat because, I mean, listen, on Sunday, they're going to go raid a bunch of places and they're looking for, you know, quote-unquote illegal immigrants, you know. And this is the kind of shit that terrifies me because, listen, we're very close to that line. You know, just
yeah.
because they're currently looking at people who they feel don't belong in this country, how long and how big of a jump is it to say, well, these people are undesirable and they are American, and those people have to go too? You know,
yeah.
I don't see that's such
yeah.
a big jump from where we are right now, and I worry about that.
Well, and you should be worried about it. Everybody should be worried about it. You know, it's definitely both a scary and weird and even exhilarating time to be alive. That's for sure.
Oh yeah,
more
yeah. You're on your toes.
There's more weirdness. There is more weirdness going on than I think I've ever seen. And, you know, and that includes having been alive during Nixon's impeachment.
Yeah.
But I think what we're seeing with our own government right now is really unparalleled. I can't ever remember anything that is even comes anywhere close to what we're seeing.
Never,
do you want to hear my
never.
theory? Do you want to hear my theory on how this is gonna end? How this is gonna end? Not, I don't mean like the world or our country, but
okay.
President Weirdo's term is gonna end. I believe that that he really does have dementia, and I think that they've been trying to keep it under wraps, and I think that the further that he declines, that they're just not going to be able to keep it out of the press, and I think that we don't have to worry about impeachment, because I believe that the 25th Amendment is gonna come into play here, and that will be the end of that. And I think I think it's gonna be soon, because you know, here's just, you know, and I'm sure there are people who are hearing this, and they're like, you are out of your mind. However, I want you to go back and watch some of the recent footage of him, especially when he's walking. He does this weird kind of where he drops one shoulder and kind of spasms, you know, where his head kind of jerks to the, like he drops, like I think it's his left shoulder, and then kind of twists his head around in a really weird way. And he's been doing this for a while, but it's becoming more pronounced. He also, he seems to have difficulty maintaining a balance. I mean, just look at how he stands. He leans way forward when he's standing, even when he's not at a podium, which is really super odd. When he and Melania were in, I think they were in France. It might have been, it was part of the celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day or whatever. They laid a wreath at one of the memorial tombs there, and when they backed up, like how he kind of jerked, and then he actually like bumped into Melania, and I don't think it was intentional at all, though they tried to play it off that way. You know, I think there is really something seriously wrong with him. I mean, beyond his mental state, I think that looks like dementia to me. And I could be all washed up. I'm not a doctor. But that's what it looks like to me.
Well, I'll tell you that the things that you're noting are things that are recent, because, like, for example, I am watching right now. I am actually looking at the footage of him walking the parade route after the inauguration. And he is walking pretty much a straight line, perfectly fine. But I have noticed that there has been some kind of a swift deterioration. The Trump that I grew up watching, because, you know, we're from the same, I mean, literally the same place in New York. And, you know, I've heard about this cat my whole life. You know, he never had problems with words. He was, you know, as much of a shitty student as he was, mm-hmm. he was educated. So he did have some command of the English language. But it seems mm-hmm. over the past 2.5 or so years, he has lost certain cognitive abilities. You know, he trips over his words. I mean, and listen, a lot of it could just be the fact that he's in his 70s. It happens. There is a deterioration, and I'm not being ageist. Believe me, I'm closer to 60 than anything else. So, I mean, I understand, but guess what? My ass isn't running for president, so there you go. I think there's a time where you do have to consider maybe And it doesn't apply to everybody. People age at different, you know, rates and, you know, in different speeds. And I'm sure there are gender differences as well and, you know, all that happy horseshit. But the fact of the matter is that there has been a decline in him since he got elected.
Well, I think you know before, but if you look at just the rhetoric and the things that he said when he was campaigning, I think it goes beyond, you know, it goes beyond the pale, beyond a doubt as far as, you know, we've never had a candidate that said the things that he said that was taken seriously.
Right, yeah.
But if you listen to interviews with him from, you know, even 5 years ago, it's there's a marked difference in how he talks. You know, I mean, I really think that there is something cognitive, neurologically wrong with him, in addition to mentally. Because nobody that's healthy does the things and says the things that he does. They just don't.
Yeah. But then again, you also have to remember, he made a fortune being outrageous. You know, he has always had that streak of doing and saying things that were outlandish. Now, before he decided to run for president, I mean, it's very much the Reagan plan, in the sense of here you have a Democrat who was told the only way that they could win is to be a Republican and appeal to a certain type of person. Reagan did it. Once Reagan did that, he won. Trump did it. Trump won. So there's a lot to be said for opportunism and the ability to say outlandish things and get elected if you tell the right people what they want to hear, whether or not you believe it. I do not believe that Trump actually cares either way about immigration. I don't believe that he cares either way about transsexuals or the LGBT community. I don't think he really cares. I think he does these insane things and says these hyperbolic things to rile up his supporters because he knows he is playing to a certain audience, and that's what's keeping him going. And I think he loves stirring shit. And this is just, you know, the world's biggest shit pot to be president. It gives you an unlimited amount of shit to stir. And I think it just speaks to his nature and his, you know, idea about being the most powerful person in the world. We've never had tanks during a 4th of July celebration. Come on.
No
one has ever done something that outlandish, you know, in recent memory.
Well, and I think he got really fixated on that when he went to France and was there for Bastille Day.
Because they do
all of that.
I mean, he wants to be treated and feared. He wants to be loved, but he wants to be feared. And it's very hard to get both in the person that he is, because he is forever offending a whole bunch of people, no matter what he does. So all he has is his base now. But when, you know, if you see Macron doesn't do it to scare people. You know, people are not generally afraid of France. What can I tell you? But I think he sees North Korea, and he likes that. He likes that sense of, oh, you know, I can make everyone afraid of me, and I can basically enforce state-run love of the government, which to me is terrifying. That's the most terrifying, you know, where people are afraid to speak for fear of being basically killed.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, I think, you know, there's no doubt at all that he's a narcissist. I mean, he is the epitome of what narcissism looks like.
But
a lot of people have been really upset that Nancy Pelosi, you know, has not led the House to, you know, really push harder for impeachment. But I really think, I mean, if he's as wacky as, you know, think about how wacky he is and the stuff that he says when he's in front of the cameras. Can you imagine what meetings with him are like? I mean, especially if we are dealing with dementia and that's really what's going on here. I mean, I can't imagine what that's like.
We have seen some of that. Well, I mean, you know, we have actually seen some of that. And what it is they go around the room and they all have to explain why they want him. It's really frightening. You know, it's very dear leader.
I agree completely. Well, but, yeah. You know, but once again, that's when there are cameras rolling and, you know, and he's all about his image. So to my mind, if he has dementia and he is in a slow, steady decline, then, and I think it's not as slow or as steady, as it was. So, I mean, I can't imagine what being in a meeting with him is like. I mean, you know, just like the meeting where he got mad and walked out because they had talked about to the press, they had talked about impeachment, had mentioned impeachment the day before, and he just like he walked in, saw that they were all there, and turned around and walked out. And so he said, "I don't have anything to talk to you about," and left. Which I think incidents like that and just his general, I think that you look at the times of day that we see him and, you know, that's like, very carefully managed, I think he has some kind of dementia or Alzheimer's type disorder. That's just my belief, and I think that it's going to come all crashing down just probably any day now.
Wow, when you say that, it makes me think of some conversations that we've had with Courtney Weber. And one of the things that I believe you and she had pointed out was, you know, you get to a point where, you know, that could happen. But the fact of the matter is that you're going to leave a gaping hole in the system and his supporters are going to potentially turn violent. So that is another concern. That and the stepping in potentially of Pence, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm so concerned because everybody is on such a tight wire, you know, people who agree with him and people who don't. I am concerned, you know. It's the first time in a long time that we've actually considered buying some guns, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not something we don't like to have to entertain, but sometimes it has to be entertained.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, first of all, I think that this is going to go, it's going to go late enough that, I mean, think about how much trouble the Republicans would have trying to field a candidate at this point, you know. I mean, it takes a lot of, you know, a lot of time and a lot of money to for somebody to run for any office, but especially for president. So
yeah,
let's say that he doesn't really crash and burn until, say, like maybe November of this year.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. That means that they have, like, you know, a year to come up with somebody that they can run, you know, and really, really get that out there, which, you know, it's going to be, it'll be utter insanity is what it'll be. And not only that, but then you have the people who are going to be asking questions of like, well, how is it that he just came to just crash and burn and there's this big neurological health crisis issue and none of you people knew this? Are you telling me you didn't know this? So then basically everybody that that is around him would be, it would be implied that they were complicit in covering up his health. So I think that you can pretty much, that takes Pence right on out of any thought of that he's going to run for office, and could even be grounds for him being impeached. Not to mention, you know, where that would leave Mitch McConnell and some of, you know, the other idiots that have supported all of this madness. So,
but fortunately, there's fortunately somebody running against Mitch McConnell right now who is raising a metric ton of money. So
yep.
I have a lot of hope about that particular race. But
yeah,
and I understand what you're saying as far as, you know, the dementia and the, you know, complicity and in that. But my concern is basically that isn't even going to be enough. Because of the amount of things that he has done and said that have been so out of the norm, you know, and no one is lifting a finger, not even batting an eye. I mean, Mitch McConnell walks up to the podium whenever we get to see his little turtle face, and he says, well, that's up to the president. That's the president's choice. Everything is now up to the president. You know, where was all of that? It's up to the president when anyone other than a Republican has been in power. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
farcical. It's just farcical, in my opinion, that, you know, all of a sudden, well, it's my guy, therefore my guy can do no wrong. Your guy is destroying the country, and you're just happy to watch Rome burn. You know, so I have no appreciation for the fairness that I thought the system had when I was growing up, where it was a two-party system, and while it wasn't perfect, people learned to work together and bring different ideas together. That doesn't even happen now. You have someone in office who is basically saying that anyone who doesn't agree with him is wrong and evil and an enemy of the country. I have never
yeah.
seen anything like this in America in my life.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that. You know, I mean, I agree that, yeah, it's you know, we can't even keep using the word unprecedented because it just doesn't. It's like we've overused that word to the point that it's almost become meaningless at this point.
Right.
And I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But I do think that you know, somewhere in my pea brain, this all ends up being okay. I don't know how, and I don't
yeah.
know, you know, but I do. I feel like that somehow this all becomes okay. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to go back to where we were. I think that politics is going to continue to be weird and you know,
divisive.
there's no going back. But I do think that we won't have another Trump, and I think that Congress is probably going to make damn sure that we know that anything that allows a loophole for there to be another Trump ever again, that they're gonna close that loophole, however you want to define that, because I mean, this has been horrible for our country.
Yeah.
I mean, really. But on the other hand, it's also really exposed a lot of racism. It's shown people how the fuck racist the U.S. really is. I mean, So
didn't want to believe it. Didn't want to believe it. But yeah, every day, it's mind-boggling. And I have to hope that you're right. Like, you know, my opinion is darker, but I have to believe that it's going to be okay just so I can function.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I get that. I completely get that. But, you know, I mean, you and I are old enough to remember Nixon and what that was like, you know, and I mean, you know, which that seemed like the end of the world. And in light of, you know, what's going on now, it's like, well, shoot, you know, who wouldn't take Nixon back in a New York minute, you know? I mean,
it's kind of, I mean, really, when you look at George W. Bush and you think, wow, he wasn't even as bad as what we have now. And that's saying a lot, because when GWB got in, I immediately predicted three wars, which all happened. I'm like, this is awful. And I was frightened because at the time I had sons, I had teenagers at home. So it was scary for me. And, you know, as bad as that was, it wasn't as bad as this.
No, I mean, Trump makes Dick Cheney look good. I mean, come on, you know?
Well, there's a limit, Star. Slow down.
Okay, he makes Cheney look warm and fuzzy with his little mechanical heart. How's that? You like that?
That's closer to the truth. I mean, you know, listen, I'm never going to be a fan of the Roves and the Cheneys and the, you know.
Wow.
It's the whole thing about the lesser of two evils is still less evil. But,
yeah.
I mean, when I look at Michelle Obama and I see that she's friends with George W. Bush, I'm like, okay, there's hope. All right, there's hope. People can be friends. They can get over their shit. Okay, cool. But I don't think and I have to hope that maybe the pendulum has swung so far in one direction, it swings really hard back in the other direction. You know, Marianne Williamson, she's not got a chance at being president, but maybe we do move towards a more, you know, let's think about love a little bit more. I know that's very, you know, airy-fairy, pie in the sky, but it's got to swing back a little bit more that way than, you know, staying at this ultra-hard-ass position that it's at right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of where we are is a direct result of having had a black president for 8 years. I mean, I think that it just revealed the level of racism that is still very prevalent in this country. And you know, I mean, I don't think that there's any other way that you can say it. I mean, I just think that, you know, people went crazy. They were unhappy that, you know, how dare there be a black president? And this is the backlash from that. And I believe we'll get past it, but I mean, it's going to take time. You know, so yeah, so I get it. And it absolutely is scary. But I think that, you know, you can't fix a problem until you are at least willing to acknowledge that it exists. And, you know, I mean, how many white people do we know that have said, well, I'm not racist, and yet they either approve or agree with a lot of the things that the Trump administration has done. So, I mean,
exactly.
I think that it's exposed a level of racism and dysfunction within our society that, you know, a lot of us would have just preferred to never, ever know about or hear or acknowledge, but here we are.
It's honestly, it's important that we know that that's out there and do something to stop it.
Right.
You know,
well,
now that we know, we can't, you know, stick our heads back in the sand. We have to speak up.
Right.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so that's a good thing, you know. I mean, it's painful to have to
exactly.
be. But, it's
a necessary evil at this point. I mean, all this shit that is going on, yes, it's maddening and it's coming from, like, every direction. Like, you know, like Byron has said, the tower is falling. You know, and you see the towers with racism and, you know, things being exposed, sex trafficking, the Me Too movement. I mean, all these things
mm-hmm.
coming at us at once. You know, and yeah, social media is, you know, a double-edged sword, but all this stuff being exposed at least forces us to deal with this.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. I disagree. I don't think it makes anybody deal with anything. The only thing we get to see now is where the racists are located. And that's I agree that that's important, but it's not. People aren't dealing with it. People are becoming even more emboldened in the most negative ways. And that's the part that I find so scary. It's like, you know, I don't know how to beat it back now that it's out of the box. You know?
Yeah.
It was one thing when racists were too embarrassed to admit they were racist, and now they're not embarrassed anymore, and now they're just acting on every negative impulse. So it's like, how do you get that toothpaste back into the tube? You know.
Well, you're not going to get you're not going to get it back in the tube.
Yeah,
but what you are going to get is, you know, you're going to get people like me who will have no problem calling your racist ass out. And you know, and you're also, what you get is, you know, that people like the three of us who have platforms, and we use those platforms to point these things out, and we're not afraid.
Definitely not.
We're not afraid to use our platforms in that way.
Right.
And that's what it takes. And I think that we're seeing more and more of that. So as awful as it is, I mean, I think that, you know, because it is, it's disturbing as fuck to hear some of the things that people feel perfectly safe to say in a public place, or whether they're shouting it out on, you know, Twitter, or they're posting horrible things, you know, on their Facebook pages, or if they're saying them at the goddamn grocery store. You know, I mean, it's horrible, but the fact that you're right, now we know who the fuck they are. And, you know, you gonna have any racists on your show? You know, I think not.
Exactly. I want to know. No, thank you.
Not purposely. But, you know, there is part of me, and I understand it's a good thing to know where these people are, but part of me is like, I want them to be embarrassed again. I want it to be a taboo thing where you keep your mouth shut and you keep your opinions to your damn selves. But before we continue, I have to give you a message. Danny says what's up and that she is a delight. Everyone says hello, and they'll see y'all in about a week.
Hi, Danny.
Well, he's a goddamn delight, and so am I, because, you know, we're evil twins. So
you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's totally, totally true. Totally true. I might not have said anything else that's true, but that is totally true.
Oh, hilarious.
And I will just tell you that I have my own ribbons, that my own personal ribbons for Mystic Sal. Yeah, but I'm not going to, it's a secret. It's a secret what they say on them.
Oh,
okay.
You'll just have to, you'll just
I
have
bet
to guess.
Something awesome.
Wait. Huh?
I said, I bet it says something awesome.
I might give you one. I might share my ribbons with you. We'll just have to.
Thank you.
I'm sharing ribbons with you. You know you're going to get one of the Desperate Housewitches ribbons. That is not even a guess. That is not even a threat. That is a promise. Oh, my goodness. So Danny says, LOL, he is laughing back at you. So on that note, you and your evil twin are going to raise havoc during this conference, I can tell, because that's what y'all do. So anyway, is there anything else you would like to say before we wrap up for the evening, Madam Star? Because the next time we are on the air, we are going to be there in person.
Yes.
Well, let's see. Well, I hope to see everyone at Mystic South, and I hope I have time to visit with everyone that does come. But I want to leave you with the one final thought, and that is I think we all need to have a good thought for our friends in on the Louisiana Gulf Coast and in New Orleans, you know, Ms. Dorothy.
Yep. Already talked to her today. She's fine. They are far enough inland that they have offered space to other folks that are closer to the path of danger. So, yeah, we did check in this morning, and they're doing okay. Yeah.
Well, she's a little too close to the lake for my taste, but, you know, she's Dorothy. She's a force of nature. If anybody can make a hurricane behave itself, it would be Dorothy. So.
Yeah, be her. I agree with that. Yeah. I'm afraid of her. I have been given my instructions for Mystic South. We can discuss that when I see you. I have a list of hugs to give, amongst other things. So anyway, all right. So next Friday, we will be coming at you live from the Mystic South Conference. And we hope if you're not able to attend that you will tune in, because we are going to be live and we are going to be on video. Because
are you gonna
FaceTime? I don't know how it's being done, but Stacy is going to do the big hookup, and we are going to be on Facebook Live.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be
Star
very exciting.
You are wonderful. We are looking forward to this. Everybody, please also remember to support the Wild Hunt. If you want me to shut up about it, send them some money. Thank you ever so much. All right, Star, we love you. We will see you in a week.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on and for being both a supporter of Mystic South and the Wild Hunt. And I will see you next week.
That's
awesome.
Right. All right.
So excited.
Yay.
Love y'all. All
right, sis. Wrap it.
Good night.
All right. Nice, Star. Thank you. All right, guys. We will be on our way down sometime this week, and we will talk to y'all next week. If you are heading down yourself or heading up or heading sideways, please be careful. As much as possible. I heard there was money trucks, you know, dropping money on the highway. So you know, if you see that, pick me up a little some. But otherwise, we will see y'all there, or we will hear y'all there. And we love you guys.
Good night,
have a
everybody.
Weekend.
See ya. Bye. See you next week. Night.
Jesus.